silent era. He was an autocratic, superior, gifted, great artiste. He was not only an artist, but he was a grand artiste. The story goes that he was directing a movie about the suicide of the heir to the Austro-Hungarian Empire. And he had hundreds of extras playing officers of the army and members of the court aristocracy, the noble classes, and von Stroheim insisted that the extras wear silk underwear to give them the feeling of class and aristocracy. That would allow them the posture and the bearing of the nobility. When the film company saw that little budget item, they fired his ass. Artist, schmartist, he was a schmuck to think of spending money that way. They thought it was a bit much, and there must be a cheaper way to get extras into the mood. The people who run the film business are not idiots. Film is a complex proposition, requiring many crafts to work together, many structures of production, financing, exhibition, marketing. If a great movie is sold badly, or shown in dirty, uncomfortable theaters, or the strategies of how and when to open ignore local realities, or the movie is just plain poorly acted and written and directed without energy or artistic skill, all of these will affect the success not only of the movie, but of the health of the company. Now just imagine that instead of firing von Stroheim, he had been brought in to run the whole studio. How long do you think that company might have lasted? Run by a guy, however brilliant, who knew or cared nothing about the realistic approach to filmmaking, like budgets. Someone who was so bloated on his own grandiosity that he was unable to put anything into perspective. They would be incredibly stupid to do that. No business would turn creation of their product over to people who had never learned at least some of the areas of expertise: writing, design, camera, editing, the relationship of script to budget. Some reality must insist. No million-dollar budgets would be allowed for movies that would have little chance at popularity overseas or among young people. No studio would make only pornography. Why not? Pornography is an $11.5 billion industry, far more than film. Why not? Because of a long-range relationship with the public, because of undefinable things like taste or class or loss of prestige. Every business is layered with complexities, invisible to those uneducated to that particular business. In real estate, for instance, when you negotiate to buy a house and you don't want the furniture, if the proposal goes to the seller and comes back and fails to mention excluding the furniture, and you don't catch that omission, the deal comes with the furniture. Unless you specifically counter to exclude, the deal comes with the furniture. Tough and smart business, necessary with an intricate knowledge required, or they will eat you. Now, in America, we are not always as smart as we need to be. The United States auto industry tried to sell a product without answering what the customer needed or wanted. And the customer walked away, voted with their wallets, and never came back. America is littered with the companies that ignored the quality of their products, ignored the health of their labor force, ignored long-term solutions in favor of short-term profits. There is one other product that America sells which is as popular, if not more, as the movies.